Hi, everybody, and welcome back to this, the last bite-sized political podcast of the day. I hope you've had a good one. And I just want to finish off talking about the absolute insanity of, a justice system which seems to have two tiers to it. One set of laws for trans people, one set of laws for ordinary people. And this relates, of course, to the really shocking story where a trans woman, aka a man, who threatened to kill, blind, and break the backs of women's rights campaigners Kelly J. Keene and Helen Joyce, could face 8 weeks in jail or be given a community order. Oh, really? A community order? In fact, she was given he was given a suspended jail sentence after the court heard that it happened during a mental health struggle. Well, yeah, it's obvious that he's mentally unwell. Here's the details in this one. This individual called Layla LaFay posted threats of extreme violence and arson towards Posey Parker, Kelly J. Keene, and Helen Joyce. On one post, LaFay said, "I'm a trans woman, and I'm not ashamed to admit I'd be happy to physically kick the bleep out of you and pull your eyes out and break your spine," before adding, "If you want to prove your point that some trans people are extremely violent, I'm game." In another post, LaFay wrote, "I'd be interested in setting fire to her house with her in it," relating to Kelly J. Keene. So these are kind of incendiary posts, which are clearly in breach of the Public Communications Act 2003 and potentially other such pieces of legislation. Mind you, this was in Brighton. Brighton. Do you see the problem? I just say Brighton and are you thinking what I'm thinking? So this individual has expressed extremely violent thoughts and desires towards these two gender critical ladies, and you know, they've been given a suspended jail sentence. Well, no, they should be put in prison. They should be put in jail for a long while. This is clear, and of course the thing is that as part of the defense, they're saying it was during a mental health struggle. So does this not rather validate the claims of those who say transgenderism itself is all about mental health struggles? These are not well-balanced individuals. These are not happy people. These are people with major issues. And if you get into conflict with them, and it's we're talking about trans women who are men, obviously, these men have got the strength to do something about it if you're a woman. Now, I don't think they'd be just quite so aggressive to other men, but they can certainly act aggressive to women, which is pretty much what was happening here. And I would like to know, you know, how come that if you are making such violent threats to life and limb, and it involves, you know, breaking your spine and setting your house on fire, how does that not get you a custodial sentence? I mean, what sort of a justice system have we got in Brighton, or indeed anywhere else? I mean, if this was someone saying that they would like to do this to a trans person, I suspect that they would find themselves facing the full weight of the law. But when it's a trans person saying that they want to do this to a non-trans person, then oh yeah, we understand. Yeah, we get it. We understand. You're in a struggle. You've got such a challenge. Yeah, a challenge against reality. I mean, that's the thing about the whole mental illness stuff. When some people talk about, you know, worrying about the trans movement because it appears to be a legitimization of mental illness, then they're the people that are taken to court themselves. They're the people being charged with hate crime because they're going after a protected minority. But if the protected minority is mentally unwell and the individuals are only pointing out this, how can that even be a problem? I mean, do we make things better by indulging mental illness, or do we make things better by trying to get it treated? I ask you, what do you think? to me, it's pretty obvious what we should do. And I mean, the other thing is, in this situation, I suppose we should be grateful that this individual did not actually physically meet Kelly J or Helen, because what might have happened then? And this is the concern. I mean, I admire the work that these gender critical feminists like Posy Parker and Helen Joyce do. I'm 100% behind it. I agree with them in as far as what they say is correct. But we can't be having people jumping onto social media and saying, "Hey, I'm going to break your spine. I'm going to burn your house down," and they get off with a suspended sentence. No, they deserve to be put away to send the message. Instead, the message that is being sent here is that there's one rule for trans people and there's another rule for non-trans people. And that surely is compatible with the very essence of British justice. Thank you so much for listening.